وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخي، بارك الله فيك. regarding what is the description of the miskin, which one we should consider him in a level of the miskin? The answer is, the miskin يا أخي بارك الله فيك is a person that he doesn't have enough to survive, but he have an income. You understand? So this is the normal situation for lots of fuqara today and the day and the old days also. Faqir is something that is much lower if being mentioned with the miskin. Otherwise, the faqir will enter inside the miskin. It will be a category inside the miskin. I mean, imagine, Yaakhi, now the level of miskin is a level of a person that he have an income. For example, he have a car to drive as a taxi driver. He is a taxi driver, but even with that, the money that he can collect and get from his job doesn't help him to pay rent completely. If he paid rent, he cannot eat probably with his family. If something happened for him here and there, he cannot fulfill it. He have a permanent needs. He have a permanent needs that he cannot fulfill it always, even though he have an income. What about a person that who doesn't have an income? Worse. That is the faqir. So the miskin include the faqir. You understand? So those people are masakin. They are one of the categories of the people who they deserve the zakah. You understand? So you see lots of tulab al-ilm and students of knowledge, they are involved in this category. You see, they seek knowledge how much they can. That's why they cannot go and get a proper income like normal people, because they are busy with it. So those people are miskin and they deserve it more, and especially when you know that they could benefit themselves and benefit the ummah. That's why we believe after your rahim and after your family, the masakin among your family, if they deserve the zakah, the most people they deserve it is tullab al-ilm. Tullab al-ilm. You understand? Because the benefit, and the benefit that they can get, not just for themselves, it's for everybody. You understand? Until the end, my dear brother. So, ya akhi, barakallahu fika, I encourage always the brothers to put their money and their wealth in the correct place, because it's a reason for you to get the barakah from Allah Ta'ala. Barakallahu fika.